What can you tell me about the millennial?
The millennial. That one, that's probably one of the fewer songs that kind of got written before any music was written for it. And it was just the lyrics. That usually never happens for me. I don't know why. I'm not really one to like sit down before any music and just write my thoughts down. I kind of wish I would do that more, because that song kind of, you know, stands out for me, you know, between all the other songs that we have, as far as like just feeling really connected to it and really feeling like I hit it on the head for, you know, expressing how I felt and things like that. But yeah, so that one, I wrote all the lyrics, I think when I was driving to Edmonton one day, and probably, you know, distracted driving, trying to type the lyrics down into my phone, because it was just one of those weird moments where it kind of just wrote itself. And so, yeah. And then as soon as I wrote the lyrics down and put some chords to it, I really felt like that one was going to be a strong one. And I remember saying to the guys, like, I think we got a good one here. And it came together really quick. It was one of the newer songs that we had written, probably the newest one by the time the EP was getting done. And we felt like that one had to go on there right away as well.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I would definitely say the recording part of it. That's my favorite. And we actually will be releasing a in-studio video coming out probably a week before the release of our new song, Flip Phone. And yeah, I love the recording process. I love working with other artists in our community. We worked with Greg Birkin from Red Deer. He's a local producer, engineer. And yeah, we love working with other people and other artists. We also brought in some female background singers who are local artists in Red Deer as well. And just like, yeah, they just bring it up so much more than what we hope the song would be. Yeah, Greg really did an amazing job producing and recording the song. And the girls, they brought their own ideas in. And it can sometimes be a little nerve-wracking, you know, letting other people in on something that you feel so close to. But yeah, usually almost every time we end up with something better than we had hoped or could have thought of even. So
I'm going to take us out with your new single, Flip Phone, in a moment. And you mentioned that you're working on another new single as well. What else is on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
I think we're just wanting to really get on the road again and kind of get more about outside of our scene and do some more touring. That's definitely number one. And then we're always like puttering around in our home studio, recording demos and just kind of trying to get an idea of what the next release is going to be. And it's always hard to pick just one song, but I'm sure we're going to pick one song here pretty soon that we want to release on its own, and then hopefully do another EP in the future.
Do you have a website we can visit to keep track of your tour dates and new releases?
Yeah, we sure do. It's younghowler.com. We're pretty good with keeping it updated for upcoming shows. Yeah, we got all our music on there, pictures and bios, and links to our social media. Yeah, for sure.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with the new single, Flip Phone. What can you tell me about that one?
Flip Phone. I guess that one came about when I was just sitting in the studio one day, and I just started playing around on the bass and kind of wrote the intro riff there and then put it to some drums. And then I sent it to the guys, and they're like super stoked on it. And usually when you get that kind of response, because sometimes they could be like, yeah, that's kind of cool, whatever. But I could tell that the way they responded that they really liked that one. So we started working on it right away. And then we had a member, Josh Dumont, who just recently moved to Victoria. He kind of wrote down these lyrics as we were riding our skateboards down on the boardwalk in Sylvan Lake. And those lyrics ended up being the chorus. And then from there on out, we kind of had a clear path of what we wanted to do with the song. And we wanted to just kind of be a happy, carefree, not so serious dance song. And we're definitely happy with the way it turned out. And if I could say, touch anything about what the song is about for me, I would just say it's more just about following maybe a girl around who's having troubles expressing herself and just like feeling like she can't let anything out. And so she finds that medium finally through just song and dance, and is kind of just overtaken by the music. And I can sure relate to some nights where you're just totally lost in the music, and you don't care about your problems anymore. You don't care about who's around, who's watching you. You don't care about judgment, anything like that. And you just break out into song and dance. And that's kind of what the song is about for me anyways.
An awesome feeling to be in that state.
Yeah.
And that song is due out August 23rd. So we'll look forward to that.
Yes.
Zach, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Awesome. Yeah, no, thank you for having me. We super appreciate this. And yeah, we're huge fans of the show. And thank you again for doing this.
No, I can't keep it.